Hi everyone. Today I'm going to talk about the pharmaceutical distribution in the soil, water, and radish system. The pharmaceuticals are so-called emerging contaminants. They are widely detected in different environmental. So for the last decades, received more and more attention about their occurrence and effect in the environment. They could be discharged into the wastewater treatment plant either from the household, the hospital, and the drug factory. And because most of these chemicals cannot be fully removed during the wastewater treatment process, so even after treatment, trace levels of these chemicals can still be detected in the treated wastewater or biosolids. Through the wastewater reuse and the biosolid reuse, these chemicals can enter into our soil plants. For example, in the U.S., about 50% of the total produced biosolids were discharged into the land as a fertilizer, and the pharmaceuticals were widely detected in the biosolids. For example, in 2010, an EPA survey report showed that they collected the sample from 32 states and 94 wastewater treatment plants, and they found a large number of pharmaceuticals detected in the biosolids. The concentration levels from the microgram per kilogram to the milligram per kilogram, and some chemicals even higher than 10 milligram per kilogram. So through this practice, these chemicals can enter into our soil system. So they could contaminate our food through the plant uptake and then pose a human exposure. To better understand the plant uptake process, we may have to understand what the environmental processes these chemicals may undergo in the soil and plant system. So first, to some extent, the soil acts as a solvent. So the pharmaceuticals in the soil and water system may undergo a sorption and desorption process. This process is very important because they are related to the bioavailability. The soil water is also called the pore water. It is believed that for a compound, only the fraction of these chemicals free dissolved in the pore water that can be used by the plant root. So here, the soil pore water acts as a solvent for these chemicals in the soil. And from the soil to the plant, the pore water also acts as a carrier that carries chemicals into the plant root and then transported to the leaf. So here the pore water is a very important media. The root concentration factor is a very important parameter to show the plant uptake or potential of this pharmaceutical from the soil. In most of the transition studies, they use the bulk soil concentration to calculate the root concentration factor. And just as I mentioned in the last slide, only the fraction of the compound that is free dissolved in the pore water that can be used for the plant uptake. So the bulk soil concentration may cannot represent the bioavailable concentration. So here come with the question, since this bulk soil concentration cannot represent the bioavailable concentration, so can the bulk soil-based root concentration factor can really reflect this pharmaceutical accumulation potential in this soil water plant system. To answer that, in this study, we will measure both the pore water-based root concentration factor and the soil-based root concentration factor and understand that they are distributed in the soil and the water and the plant system. So we carried out this experiment in the greenhouse. The radish was selected as a typical vegetable because the radish is a root vegetable and it always be eaten in raw, and this could represent a worst exposure scenario. And the soil used in this study was collected from a Michigan State University Research Farm. So to elucidate the research question, we select 15 pharmaceuticals with a wide range of physical chemical properties, like from the very hydrophilic compounds to the hydrophobic compounds. And also, these chemicals can be widely detected in the either in the treated wastewater, biosolids, or in the soil. First, we spike this compound in the soil at a concentration of 1 milligram per kilogram, and then we plant the radish seed in the soil, and then we water the each part every day with fresh water to keep soil moisture at 60% of field capacity. And because the radish growth period is 35 days, so after 35 days of treatment, we collect the samples including soil, the pore, and root, and leaf. The soil pore water was extracted by a centrifuge method, and briefly, double of 25 grams of soil was measured in a syringe, and then the syringe put into a centrifuge tube, and then centrifuge for 30 minutes. And the resulting pore water was passed through a 0.45 micrometer filter. Here's the resulting pore water. This could mixed with the methanol and analyzed by the LC-MS. And for the soil and the radish plant samples, so first we freeze dried these samples using a freezing dryer, and then grind it to powder and extract by a modified Crichton method. We use some buffer solution and to keep these compounds have a high recovery, and then analyzed by the LC-MS. So after analyzing the radish sample, we found that most of these chemicals can be detected in the radish tissues. For in the root, we found 14 or 15 compounds were detected with a concentration of 2.4 to 1,600 nanogram per gram, except for the 17 beta estradiol. This compound didn't detect because this compound have a rapid dissipation in the soil, as some previous studies have already showed that. And the carbamazepine was found at the highest concentration in the root. So for the leaf, 13 or 15 compounds were found here, and the concentration was from 2.1 to 12,500 nanogram per gram. And the momentum here we found in the root, but not detected in the leaf, which means this compound have a very poor translocation from the root to the leaf. And again, the carbamazepine have the highest concentration in the leaf. And interestingly, you can see its concentration is about 8 times higher than that in the root, which means this compound have a strong translocation from the root to the leaf. So for some leaf vegetables like the lettuce, we could pay more attention about the leaf part contamination by this compound. And since we got a very high frequency of this compound in the plant tissue, we further would like to know the plant uptake potential of this compound from the soil. So we measured the root concentration factor, including both the soil-based root concentration factor and the pore-based root concentration factor. In this figure, the black color represents the pore-based root concentration factor, and the red color represents the bulk soil-based root concentration factor. In this figure, we can see that for most of the compounds, there are pore-based root concentration factor are higher than the soil-based concentration factor. And for example, the triclosan has the highest difference. The pore-based root concentration factor is about 281 times higher than that, the soil-based root concentration factor. We assume this is because of the soil adsorption effects. Just imagine that if a compound is strongly adsorbed by the soil, the available concentration in the pore water would be very low. This will cause a difference. So, you know, because of the adsorption effects in the soil, so we think if you use the soil-based concentration factor, to show that accumulation potential, which is not a good indicator. And since the pore water, which represents the actual available fraction, so we recommend to use the pore water-based reduction concentration to reflect this accumulation potential, especially when we develop a model to predict these compounds from the soil to the plant. That would be very helpful to improve the accuracy. And to further figure out the adsorption effects on difference, and we did a batch adsorption experiment using the same soil in the lab, and here we got the adsorption coefficient. And here you can see the triclosan have the highest adsorption affinity in the soil, and here we get the very high adsorption coefficient. And this number, 260, is very close to the difference between the root concentration factor and the soil-based root concentration factor. And so this further confirmed that the soil absorption factor influences the soil concentration factor evaluation. And so here, you know, since we get the KD value, and we were further thinking about if we could just predict the pore-based concentration from the soil-based concentration factor. So from this the equation this here, we may calculate the pore-based concentration factor, and here come with the correlation between the we measure the concentration factor and the predicted pore-based concentration factor. Here we find this correlation is very good for all these compounds except for estrogen and lamotrigine. And these two compounds are a little bit far away from that line, but this correlation is good enough to make a basic prediction, and which is very helpful if we miss to measure the soil pore water, or if we're difficult to collect the soil pore water, like in the field condition. So to wrap things up, in this study, we found 14 or 15 compounds were detected in the red tissues. This is a very high frequency, and the carbamazepin showed the highest accumulation in both roots and leaves. The 17 beta estradiol was not found. And based on the bioavailability and the soil absorption effects, and we prefer to use the pore water based the concentration effect to reflect the accumulation potential. And if we have the data of the soil based the concentration factor and the KD, we could just make a basic prediction for the pore-based root concentration factor. This would be very helpful if we develop a model or which can be used as a backup approach. So with that, I would like to thank my advisor, Hui Li and Wei Zhang. Thanks for your support and all the great suggestions all the time. And also I would like to thank all the postdocs and the PhDs from our lab. These are a great family. I really enjoy that. And this research is supported by the USDA funding. And thanks for the USDA for the funding support. Thanks for your attention.
Concentration which is spiked in soil is 1 milligram per kilogram.
Yes. Yes, the spike concentration may be actually a little bit higher than the real condition, but since you know this is a kind of mechanistic study, we have to make sure we can detect all these compounds after 35 days in both the soil, in the water, and the plant tissues. So that's why we spiked a little bit higher concentration to make sure we can measure this compound after 35 days, because during this process, some compounds we have the very fast dissipation. Just consider about that. We added about a little bit higher concentration. But some chemicals like triclosan and the triclocarbon, this compound indeed you can detect in the soil for up to 1 milligram per kilogram, but for most of the other pharmaceuticals may not. They may get the microgram per kilogram level. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.